She thinks we're just fishing. I say daddy loves you, baby, one more time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Gone Outdoors here on KFGO, the Mighty 790, KWSN, Sioux Falls, Scotty Brewer, Kyle Agria, Brewer Agria Outdoors. And we are going to be talking with a good buddy of ours. He's been on our show quite a few times, talking about many different things. This time we're going to talk about ice camping because he is probably one of the most avid ice campers that we know, Mr. Jesse Brunswick of Camping the Dakotas social media page. How you doing, Jesse?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing very well. You know, camping in general has seen a major resurgence ever since the pandemic. And it's the same with ice camping. Ice camping is getting to be extremely popular. And I think a lot of it might have to do with the gear. The gear is getting a little bit better, making it better for people to do it. A lot more people are getting more information on how to do it. And I think it's a lot easier than what most people think.
Oh, it is. It's gotten so much easier, especially in the last few years. You know, I started doing this 10, 12 years ago in an uninsulated pop-up hub. My first trip out was on Lake of the Woods for 3 nights. We were a little crazy back then, I guess you could say.
Well, back then, we're not going to go there. And you talk about pop-up hubs. I think that's really kind of the base of any ice camping, you know, besides hard houses. Hard houses, a lot of people use hard houses out on the lake, and that's certainly a form of ice camping. But kind of what we're talking about is doing it in soft houses, and the hub houses, the better they get, the bigger they get, the more that's really made it become a lot more popular.
Right. Yeah. Especially with the advancements in the thermal insulation technology they have in these houses now, it's just so much easier than what it used to be. You know, I started, like I said, in that Fraybill that was uninsulated, and it took everything you had for heat wise to keep it warm in there. Now this year is my first year. I got the Eskimo 850 XD, you know, fully thermal. It has the full walk open door or walk out door. We'll be going out on Saturday for the first time in that for the year.
That is amazing. And you know what a lot of folks who haven't been out there, Jesse, might not realize is that, yes, the insulated fabric does retain the heat. And that is certainly a big piece of the equation. But it also minimizes that condensation and actually the sense of being rained on when you're inside of that tent out in the cold. And that's huge if you're going to spend, you know, more than just a couple hours set up to catch a few fish.
Right. And that uninsulated, the first tub that I had, we'd bring towels with and try to tuck them in or just constantly wiping off the moisture that was dripping down. It was the most annoying thing in the middle of the night. You'd have water dripping on your head or dripping on your sleeping bag and getting wet.
You know, and another huge advancement, which you just mentioned in hub houses, is that full walkthrough door where you don't have to try and step into that triangle door, which is really important when you're ice camping because you're trying to get cots in there and you're bringing all that gear inside of the tent. And having that full walkthrough door has got to make it so much easier now.
Oh, it does. I still use my Fatfish 949i. If I'm out doing a lot of soloing, the whole purpose of the 850 XD was for the two guys going. So, and especially when you have two guys, you have more gear, twice as much gear. That door makes life so much easier. You can walk in and out and you're not worrying about tripping or the middle of the night, you're not catching your foot because you don't see it.
Okay, Jesse, one of the questions I have, and this is coming from a voice of inexperience when it comes to spending time in a portable shelter out there on the ice. And that is flooring. And you see a lot of talk, a lot of chatter about people and different opinions on what to use for flooring in these things to help keep your feet just a little bit warmer. What's your experience that you can share with our listeners?
The first thing that we used was tarps just to keep the moisture away. We didn't really think it ahead. We were just threw a tarp in and we put it down underneath of us, you know, to keep us off the snow and the water. The next thing we did, we built a hard floor, which was great, super great insulation, but it was really, really heavy. Now you have all these different closed cell foams. I use a rollout foam mat from Northern Tool. I love it. It works great. And the 949, two of them, covers almost the entire floor, and I have about a foot and a half all the way across for drilling holes and fishing out of. A lot of other guys out there are using those workout tiles that actually go together like a puzzle. Same concept. They're just, they pack up nice and neat and, you know, tight. You can wrap them up where you're not trying to roll up that foam. I just found that foam works really good for me because of the size. Like I said, it works in that 949 so well. I just haven't tried switching to anything else.
So Jesse, as far as your setup, you know, you need different, you know, different gear. One of them is a hub house. We talked about that. And then now the floor. Is the floor probably the second most important thing that you'd need to make sure that you have set up properly?
Oh, 100%. Putting down that floor makes such a big difference in temperature. And also just keeping the temperature more regulated. You're not burning up a bunch of propane with your heater when you have that floor down. It just, like I said, it's a full 100% encasement of insulation around you at that point.
So then you also need heater and cots. You know, I'd assume cots are relatively pretty standard, you know, your sleeping bags and so on and so forth. What do you do right. for lighting in your house? Because well, three quarters of the day, it's going to be dark.
Right. One thing to go back to on your cot, I want to mention this to a lot of people, and it took me longer than it should have to change this, but bring a sleeping pad with to put underneath your cot. Once you lay on your sleeping bag, it gets flat and there's no insulation there anymore. And it's awfully cold at night just laying on that when you turn your heat down. So bring a sleeping pad. I can't reiterate that enough. But lights, I actually use Hog Outdoor Lighting. The guy makes a really neat kit where you can wire a bunch of them different together. They come with Velcro straps, and it also comes with a dimmer. He has now where you can just plug it right onto your Markham battery, or you can plug it into a cigarette lighter if you have a power pack with. It's just a really, really great lighting setup.
So can you leave them hooked up even when you fold up the shack? So the next time you go out, all you got to do is pop up the hub and your lighting system is there, or do you got to set it up each time?
I leave these ones connected. I haven't had an issue. They're short enough where they don't get close to that center hub point when you fold it up, and they're not big. They're strip lights, so it's maybe a half an inch thick by, I think they're 24 inches long.
So what about food? You know, I'm a foodie. I like to experiment with cooking different things, especially when you go on a trip or do something. You know, it's always a big production to do the meals. Is that wise when you're doing this? Because I would think you kind of want to minimize a lot of stuff if you can.
Right. I bring a two burner Coleman stove every time I'm going on an overnight trip. I also have a burner that goes on top of my Big Buddy heater, but I like to actually prep most of my meals before I leave. I usually always in my freezer have frozen breakfast burritos that I make. I'll make 20 of them at a time. You can pop them out, throw them on top of your Big Buddy heater for half an hour, and you have a hot burrito. Same with like different sandwiches and stuff like that. I'll prep a bunch of that stuff, wrap it in tin foil, goes right on the heater. Or, you know, we'll fry up steaks when we're out there sometimes with the Coleman stove. We like to bring a lot of venison with. Another thing is, you know, you have a weight issue. You're trying to keep your weight minimal. Like me, I don't have a snowmobile. So early ice, I'm walking all my gear out. Liquid IV instead of like Powerade and stuff like that. You just mix it in with your water. It's great.
Interesting. Yeah. Any other tips, or we got to finish up here. We got about 45 seconds. Any other quick tips that you have for people that have never done this before that might be thinking about it?
Power box is a great addition. I'm building a new one right now myself, the 20 amp hour lithium ion battery. Gives you the ability to charge your phone. It also gives you some backup power in case your electronics need a little more juice. I know a lot of guys are starting to use those lithium ion power packs, where you'll be able to charge your Markham or whatever you're using off of that. You can get a charge or two off of it to keep it going.
All right, that's awesome. This is Jesse Brunsvig. You can look him up on the Camping the Dakotas social media page. Jesse, thanks for coming on Gone Outdoors. I hope you have an amazing ice season.
Thanks, I appreciate it, guys. You too.
All right, stick around. We'll be back with some more outdoor talk about Big Stone Lake. Says
I know. I think I've got a bite, and all this laughing, crying.